God has spoken and he has not stuttered on what marriage and family is and how it is to function.
Dr. Tony Evans says we need to stand with God and stop undermining his design and purpose.
Don't give me the stuff that we shouldn't get involved in that. You better get involved in that, because the saving of the family is the saving of the culture.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The family is coming under attack these days, much of it from a redefinition based on society's thoughts and whims, not God's divine standards. Today, Dr. Evans examines the vital connection between God, family, and our civic well-being. Let's join him as he begins.
Today we're living with kingdoms in conflict, where there are kingdoms that are ripping at the fabric of the family. The family is the first institution established by God that would serve as the foundation for the well-being of society and civilization. Like pouring a foundation in a building will determine the stability of what you build on it. When God established the family, he was establishing the foundation upon which civilization and society would be ordered and properly built. When the foundation of the family is shaken, cracked, and broken, the society that rests upon it will be in grave danger. It is the singular role of civil government when it comes to the family to promote and protect the family as God created it to be. When wrong definitions or false definitions or undermining definitions take place in the civil society that bucks against the creation of God when it comes to family, you can bet your bottom dollar that you're going to see the devolution of society, because government has taken a role it was never assigned to take, or it has decided to replace the structure of the family. The Bible knows nothing of same-sex marriage. The Bible would condemn any serious consideration of same-sex marriage. There's no such thing as same-sex marriage. Jesus made it clear in Matthew chapter 19. He says it is male and female, and two shall become one. That is how God defines it. Government doesn't get to redefine it. Once government redefines what God has decided to define, government has said, we trump God. Whenever government says we trump God, government is now in conflict with God. And whenever government is in conflict with God, government loses, because God will then unleash his reaction to our rebellion by defining things as he never meant them to be defined. Let me tell you something else God is against. He would be against government establishing laws of no-fault divorce. Jesus made it clear, you don't just get divorced because you're not happy, because happiness was not the first reason I created marriage. I created marriage to establish my image, to replicate my image in history, and to exercise dominion on the earth. And if you would ever get around to my definition of family, I will make you happy. But the moment that you decide to do your own thing, then you can't be happy, because you've removed the support of happiness out of the definition of the family. Family is a covenantal institution. Divorce should be the hardest thing in the world to get. Why? Because it is the divine institution, and God says, you don't use me to get it started and then skip me to call it quits. And that's what we're doing today, and civil government has made it easy to do, because it no longer has the understanding that government is belonging to God. We also see this in government-led education. We see schools now teaching things that undermine the Creator, acting as a parent, overruling parents, giving out information that rebels against God. offering evolution no longer as a theory, but as a fact, dismissing creationism. Sex education in younger and younger grades, whether it's handing out condoms, whether exposing them to books that talk about my two mamas or my two daddies, when they are giving them an education that ruins God's definition of the family, the government is now in opposition to God. And you can't say God bless America when there are systems being set up that are government run that undermine the family and the values clarification that should come from a theistic worldview. Yes, that even should be in education, which is why parents should have choice, so they shouldn't be forced in the schools that do not take God seriously. And by taking God seriously, I'm not talking about his name. I'm talking about his policies. I'm talking about his definition of families that are training young men to be dignified and responsible and to have manners and manliness, that are teaching young women how to hold their character and their dignity and to no longer be used, that are giving them a divine standard for marriage and for how relationships ought to be built, rather than becoming environments that facilitate that which undermines the family. When the government fails to do this, it is now in opposition to God. And when you're in opposition to God, I hate to tell you this, but you can't win. Yes, there are other issues. There are issues of life. There are issues of justice. There are issues of race. There are issues of reconciliation. And those must be brought in too. But since the family is the foundation of civilization, if the condition, Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 says, because the family was in disarray, I cursed the land. Did you hear that? I hope you didn't miss that. Because the family was in disarray, the land was cursed. And we're looking at a cursed land because we're looking at a failed family. And when the family goes down, it's not long before the culture goes right with it. And so, just as Satan reversed the family in Genesis 3, when he got roles reversed, the man became a passive leader. Eve became the aggressive dictator. He failed because God holds him responsible. As a result, the children wind up killing one another. Cain kills Abel. So that by the time you get to Genesis chapter 6, the whole world has got to be destroyed. Because there was not support for the family, because guess what? Satan wants to undermine the family so he can destroy the society. And unless we get back to God owning the family and the civil government supporting that and condemning it when he doesn't, that's what the scripture does. It condemns the misuse of the family. In Mark chapter 6, verses 14 to 29, John the Baptist condemns a political ruler for unlawful marriage. He goes right to the government and says, that marriage is unlawful. Now, here's where we get super spiritual and super weak. Well, we shouldn't, well, I wouldn't do it, but we shouldn't dictate what other people do. Well, wait a minute. Should we dictate that a mother can't marry her son? Should we dictate a father can't marry his daughter? Should we dictate biological brothers and sisters shouldn't marry each other? I mean, we dictate things that we consider illegitimate. And guess what? God says those are illegitimate. Well, he also says what's illegitimate when it comes to who marries who. He deals with genders when it comes to what's legitimate. So don't give me this stuff that we shouldn't get involved in that. You better get involved in that, because the saving of the family is the saving of the culture. And just like John the Baptist confronted the political ruler, we must confront the government righteously, justly, compassionately, but with clarity that God has spoken and he has not stuttered on what marriage and family is and how it is to function.
Dr. Evans will have more on the fundamental importance of fighting for the family when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they all want to claim that God is on their side. But Dr. Tony Evans says we all need to line up on God's side.
The word of God must trump your political alliances if you call yourself a Christian.
In his book, Kingdom Politics, he explains what every believer needs to know before stepping into the voting booth.
I kind of want to know where God stands so I know where I'm supposed to stand as a child of God. I would think that would be any Christian's concern.
Believers depend on the Bible to guide our lives. Dr. Evans says we need to stop changing books when it comes to politics.
Whether it's immigration, taxation, abortion, since it's a nation under God, what does the God over us think about what the nation wants to do?
Kingdom Politics covers everything you need to sort through the spin, hype, and double talk this election year and make a truly godly decision at the polls. Get your copy today at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org.
This book is Dr. Evans' challenge to focus on the people, principles, and platforms that best represent God's agenda. And we'd like you to have a copy of Kingdom Politics as our gift in appreciation for your contribution toward Tony's ministry. Along with it, we'll include a brand new Bible study with special video streaming content from Dr. Evans, as well as the full-length versions of all 10 lessons in his current teaching series, Returning God to Government. This powerful resource package will help you and the people you share it with make wise, godly decisions at the polls. Get the details and make the arrangements online at TonyEvans.org, where you can check out all of our resources, get the latest news about our ministry, and browse through our library of downloadable audio and video. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to our lesson now. Here's Dr. Evans.
What we have today is the breakdown of the family, which means the breakdown of the future. And we've got to do what Nehemiah 4:14 says. He says, fight for the family. Guess what he was doing? That was the government talking. Nehemiah is the governor. And Nehemiah gets all the families. And he says, you're under attack. They're coming at us from every side. He calls the men forward. He says, you take care of your people. You take care of the mother and the father and the kids. You fight for the family, because if we're going to save this society, then you better stay in front of your house. You better fight for your home, because this government, he says, is going to support the family. And we're going to fight for the family, for husbands and wives and children. That's what the government must do. We must call into account when it fails to do that, because this is a divine institution, not a social one. I need to tell the men this: you're responsible, and you're to guard and guide and protect the family. We read in Isaiah 3, he says, men fall on the sword. When women become illegitimately strong, not strong, illegitimately strong. When men become illegitimately weak, he says, the men fall on the sword, and you get a generation of weak men, that is, non-biblically minded, spiritually minded males. The whole culture is going to fail. What did God tell Abraham? He said, Abraham, in Genesis 18, verse 19, I've chosen you, and I want you to raise the children, because in the Bible, the man is responsible for raising the children, not the woman. The woman comes alongside to help, but not replace. He says, I want you to raise the children. And guess what he told them to raise them in? Pay attention. You raise them in righteousness and justice. So he fights for the right of those who are disenfranchised. He fights in a righteous way for those whose liberty has been stolen from them, because he's righteous and just. He fights for the child in the womb, and then he fights for equity among people and their dignity to the tomb, because you're teaching them both. And guess what he says? He says, if I can get you, Abraham, and all the men in your house to do it my way, here's what we're going to do. We're going to build a nation. Say what? Yeah. If I can get the daddy back in the house doing what he's supposed to do and stop running away just because times are tough, stop quitting just because he don't feel like anymore, and stop using the lame excuse, I'm not happy, as a reason to bail out and just man up to be a kingdom man, then you can keep your home strong. My father wouldn't quit when my mother was giving him the worst part of his life. He held on to his God, held on to his faith, and he kept fighting until my mother, because women were built to respond. And over the long haul, you give them enough time and you give them the right stuff, they got this mechanism God has put inside of them to respond. And you give it in there, you keep it coming day after day after day, you'll begin to see a shift. Why? Because she's built that way, and you bring God into the equation. Why? Because those kids need a mama and a daddy. They need a family. And I know there are many situations where the daddy is not there. And I praise God for the women who are doing a great job. And ladies, if you're a single parent, you fight for that family. And don't raise your boys just to be good men. Raise them to be good husbands and good fathers. Because that's what they're going to become. And expose them to men who are that way so that you fight for the family. So that the covenant of the family is not interfered with illegitimately by the covenants of the culture. So what should the government do? Protect and promote the family as God defined it. You leave that, you can kiss the culture goodbye. You can say goodbye to the nation, because the saga of a nation is the saga of its families writ large. So as Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what he said? He said, I don't care what y'all gonna do. I know we're in a culture that's messed up, that's toe up from the flow up. But I ain't gonna let that culture get in here and raise my children. I'm not gonna let that culture, that government, set my values. I'm not gonna let that school system determine what my family knows and believes. No, as for me and my crib, this is how we roll. This is how we roll. And government, I'm going to vote in a way that protects and promotes the family as God defined it. And I know I'm going to put it along all the other issues, but that's going to be in the back of my mind, because I'm a kingdom independent and I'm going to vote for the rule of God. We must hold government leaders accountable to the family. First of all, it's your individual life, but then it's your family life. And if government doesn't take it seriously, you better. Because it's your kids, it's your future, and God is a generational God. He says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says, I go generationally. You know, if we don't get this fixed, you can't imagine what your great-grandchildren are going to live through. When you have a government that doesn't protect and promote God's definition of the family, then you're looking at a world that's going to be totally confused, totally mixed up, and totally disintegrated. In closing, there's a hunter who took his pigs to market, and he had a whole host of pigs. And a passerby said, good Lord, did you catch all those hogs? Well, he said, yeah, I got them all. He says, how long did it take to get all of those pigs? Oh, he says, not long at all, just a couple of weeks. He said, well, you got all those pigs in a couple of weeks? Say, yeah. He said, do you have a secret? Say, yeah, I got a secret. Tell me how you got all those pigs. Well, he said, I set out free food. And I draw the piglets to the free food. And every day I would set out free food. I'd say, come get it for free, because I'm going to give you free food. And I would draw the kids to the free food. And one day I put up a fence on the east side. Next day they came for free food. I just inconspicuously put up a fence on the west side. Then they came the next day for free food. I put up a fence on the north side. They came for free food the next day. I'm beginning to build a fence on the south side. But see, the pigs, the parents of the piglets, got used to the free food. So they sent their piglets to get free food, and they thought we'd get some free food too. So now I had the piglets and the parents. I had the pigs. I had the whole family. And I was giving them free food all the time, building a fence. And on that final day, and I got them inside, I closed the fence. I closed the gate. And now it's too late to squeal. You see, you don't let a governmental system, no matter what it offers you for free, to draw in your children and the family and then build a fence and then lock you in to a non-Christian definition of the family. Because then you'll be squealing, but it'll be too late because now you're caught. You're caught in a system that undermines God's definition of the family. The family is owned by God, not by government.
Dr. Evans will come back to wrap up today's teaching with a challenge and an invitation in just a moment. First, though, a quick reminder that today's message is part of a 10-lesson series from Dr. Evans titled Returning God to Government. As I mentioned earlier, when you make a donation to support the ministry of The Alternative, we'll send you this entire collection on CD or downloadable MP3 as our gift, along with Tony's Kingdom Politics package, his helpful book and Bible study with accompanying streaming video content. This special offer will only be around for a limited time, so don't put it off. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make the arrangements. That's TonyEvans.org, or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222, where one of our friendly team members is ready to help with your resource request. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. We'll tell you about what Tony has in store for us tomorrow and finish up with an important invitation from him right after this.
This November, set your sails for spiritual renewal and spectacular adventure. Join Dr. Tony Evans on an exclusive cruise of the Mexican Riviera. You'll immerse yourself in Dr. Evans' sermons, explore coastal treasures, and renew your passion for the Word of God. From Cabo San Lucas to Puerto Vallarta, experience the ultimate voyage of faith and discovery. Don't miss the boat on this once-in-a-lifetime journey. Book your passage today at TonyEvans.org. Enjoy and explore.
Many people believe religion ought to be so private that it doesn't show up in public or even have any influence there. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will take a look at what happens when we let that lie take root. Right now, though, he's back with this challenge and invitation.
I want to challenge you with your family. Maybe you're with your family now, or maybe as a single person, you are the family. But why don't you say, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. The Lord is going to define my singleness, and I'm going to be a whole single and not a divided single. I'm going to be fulfilling my purpose until God changes my status. Or if you're a nuclear family, then you say, as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to counteract anything that comes into this house that disagrees with God. We're going to check the books that are being read, the lessons that are being given, because we're going to make sure in this house, up in here, this is God's place, and He established the family. And we're going to make sure that education is consistent with that and not in rebellion against that. It's time that we hold the government responsible, but we must first hold ourselves responsible. Now, I'm assuming you're a Christian. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ, you need to get that straight. You need eternal life, and He offers it for free. You talk about something for free, that's what you want for free. He gives it away. If you come to God and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, I need a Savior. I don't want my life to be ruined. I want my life to be governed and guided by You. And I'm going to believe in You for Your salvation. I'm going to come to You right now for You to save me, forgive me, and give me eternal life. And then, Lord, I want to live under this banner of the kingdom. I want to be a kingdom citizen. And I want to reflect You in my life, in my work, and in my home. Would you ask God to do that right now? To come into your life if you're not a Christian and accept Him as your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross in your place for your sin, who rose from the dead to give you eternal life. And if you're a Christian, will you recommit yourself to that right now?
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.